Speech and music are part of every culture, and a group of neuroscientists at Duke University wondered whether the two are somehow related. Their answer appears in the current Journal of Neuroscience. As NPR's Richard Knox reports, the researchers think they know why people find certain sounds more pleasing.
David Schwartz and his colleagues investigated what musicians call consonance and dissonance, why people in most cultures consistently like some tone combinations and find others grating.
It seemed to us that if we want to understand why certain tones or combinations are perceived as more harmonious than others, the answer might be found by looking at the statistical structure of speech sounds.
When Schwartz says statistical structure, he's talking about the pattern of tones that make up the spoken word and the emphasis that humans put on certain tones. To uncover that hidden structure, the Duke researchers started with a mountain of human speech sounds. The collection contains people saying sentences in English and 10 other languages. It sounds like this.
What we actually did was we took from each 3-second utterance, let's say that we have an utterance of a person speaking into the microphone, the cat sat on the mat, and we randomly sampled a large number of very brief utterances that are shorter even than a syllable.
Schwartz says they analyzed 100,000 of these speech sounds.
By combining them, we were able to, in a sense, remove everything that makes a sound signal unique from all the others and reveal that which was common.
On a graph, these homogenized speech sounds look like sharp peaks and valleys. The peaks are the points of greatest energy. Surprisingly, Schwartz's group found those peaks correspond to the 12 tones of the musical scale, the white and black keys on a piano, say, from one C to the next. Schwartz says that's the way most cultures divide up the octave. But humans don't talk in pure tones. Speech contains complex combinations of tones called harmonics, just as an organ pipe produces overtones. It turns out that all speech in any language is dominated by certain harmonies, and those harmonies are ones humans consider most consonant or pleasing. David Schwartz demonstrates.
If you were to look at the sound wave produced by the fifth and the fourth, those would be more similar to the way sound energy is distributed in speech sounds than the distribution of sound energy in the dissonant intervals.
Schwartz says this makes sense.
Any human being or any group of human beings, wherever they may happen to live or at whatever time in history they lived, all produce sound in essentially the same way.
That is, by the uniquely human voice box. In a sense, the human vocal tract is an organ pipe tuned to produce a particular set of tones. So it's not surprising, really, that humans prefer those tones and harmonies that are embedded in speech, and that speech is the basis of music. After all, Schwartz says, humans swim in an ocean of language.
It's almost like a fish in water. It is so much a part of our day-to-day life that we almost don't notice it. And clearly, it's so important for us as a communicating species that it must have shaped the evolution of our brain.
To put it another way, speech and music are constructed of the same tonal building blocks. Peter Giannotta thinks this is plausible. He studies music in the brain at Dartmouth College.
Even when you vocalize a vowel like ah, to sustain that over some period of time, it's almost like singing a note. I think at some level it might be almost impossible to uncouple speech and music.
Giannotta says music, like speech, is an essential part of our social fabric.
One will find very often that music plays an integral role, either in some sort of community dancing, you know, so people will get together for various ceremonies where music is involved. Music essentially serves as sort of this social glue.
By finding that music and speech are deeply similar, researchers may be on the way to explaining why humans love music. Richard Knox, NPR News.